Hey, Derek.
Hey, Kay.
Radio.
Oh, that happened. Yeah.
What is that beep?
That beep is new.
I don't know when we start.
Hey, Kay.
Hey, Derek.
How's it going?
It's so awkward.
It's really awkward.
Since when did the beep start? That's new from last week, right?
I think it's new from last week.
But the listeners don't hear the beep. Is that right?
I don't. Oh, I get a nod of a yes over there.
All right.
I don't know what happens.
I don't know. Anyway, what's going on?
Who knows what happens anymore? It's Valentine's Eve.
It is Valentine's Eve. How romantic and sexy.
It's a crazy time.
Yeah. So
crazy time of year. We got a few headlines.
What do you got?
This Valentine's Day, you might want to give a bug to your sweetheart.
A bug?
More on that in the weird news.
Like AIDS? That kind of bug?
Not that kind of bug.
Okay. Tyra Banks is at Harvard Business School. Yep.
Sir, I'm robbing you. That's a headline.
Really?
Yeah. Polite robber.
Oh, I thought you were actually robbing me.
Oh, no. Sir.
I was getting ready to run away. Kesha really brushes with Jack. Really.
Oh, she really does.
She does.
Starts her morning.
Apparently.
Great song.
That's what she said.
And a woman beats a man with a frozen steak.
Oh.
Coming up on the weird news.
I guess that could hurt you.
That really could.
What's that smell?
Tea, maybe?
Is that dinner? It doesn't smell like tea. It smells meaty.
Maybe it's that headline.
Okay. Anyway, all coming up. I am just really a mess.
Let's get the show started.
All
in
coming
here.
Up on the Derek and Kay Show. Let's start the show.
Good times.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416. I think it's
Well, you are really dumb, for real. So you can run and tell that, homeboy.
Hey, hey, contact. This is no disrespect. So when I'm talking around, you boys, we got 5 minutes for it to test. Intellect and intuition. Follow your intuition. Clear your intuition.
Hey, yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show.
That it is.
It is February 13th, 2011.
Yay!
Valentine's Eve.
Valentine's Eve. Romantic and sexy, people.
I am Derek. There is Kay.
I'm Kelly.
Oh, Kelly.
Hi.
It's always exciting who else is going to be on the show.
I know. You know, the beginning of the show never goes as I just pictured in my head when I'm coming here.
Me neither.
It'll be really smooth, and then the damn beep. What is the effing beep?
We're going to have to get down to business on that beep and find out.
Dear
is it new?
Long Talk Radio. And what the F is up with the beep before the show?
And you know what? Shouldn't they tell us if they're going to change something like that? Because normally we're used to coming on when they say Blog Talk Radio, or as you say.
Well, she said your show will go live in 5 seconds,
yeah.
And then there was a silence and a beep, and then Blog Talk Radio.
Doesn't it do it twice?
Yeah, yes.
I don't know what's going on.
I don't know. What,
I'm going to have to do some research, and we're going to have to get to the bottom
you
of
it. You know, we pay for this service.
I know.
So you think that they would provide some good, maybe a warning?
A warning? Just an email would be great.
Yeah.
I would love an email just saying,
hey,
this is what we're doing now.
We're putting the beep. Yeah.
Instead of going live after the Blog Talk Radio, Sally, we're going to go live after the beep.
What's the beep for, anyway?
I don't know.
Makes me want to
put the beep in the soundboard.
Make it sound official.
Beep.
Let's put a beep in.
And begin. Start now.
Beep.
Oh, wait. Beep. And then there's a beep. Like,
yeah,
I mean, what's the real cue? Because we're so... It's been almost... What is it? Has it been like 4 months?
Yeah, it's been since September.
And now there's the beep.
I don't know. I mean, I just don't understand why they'd throw that in. Unless the beep... Because the beep... You would think the beep is doing something, but it isn't really.
No, it's not.
We broadcast it before without the beep just fine.
And there's a few seconds that go, and then there's the beep.
Yeah, because last week I said, hey, Derek, and then it was Blog Talk Radio. And we're like, what the hell?
It's got it twice.
And then we sound like idiots. Cause
I know. because we have to say it over again because we don't know what went on or what.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know we might be spending too much time talking about this.
It is a little bit frustrating.
It is really frustrating.
Oh, my gosh. So, did you have a good week there?
I've had a really good week.
Yeah?
I think it's a yes!
Good.
And
that girl.
I love that new clip, too.
I think it's a yes!
Fantastic.
It's been a really good week, really good weekend.
Yeah.
Wow, I got lots to talk about here. What happened? Well, I think I have to mention this. This was something kind of big this morning. We wanted some place to go for brunch that wasn't too expensive.
Good luck. Yes.
And so we went to the BU Dining Hall. Kay has a blank look on her face right now for everyone listening. No, this is amazing.
You went to the BU Dining Hall?
What an experience, first of all.
A nostalgic experience?
No. This was bigger than my dining hall.
Well, yeah, okay.
But Julie used to go to BU briefly.
Okay.
So it might have been a little bit of memory lane for her.
A lot of BU action around here.
But oh my gosh, the students, a lot of kids.
Yeah?
A lot of shorts. We saw a lot of shorts.
Did you see flip-flops?
You know what? I never saw. Julie's saying she saw a pair.
I never
saw any flip-flops. I was expecting to see a sea of flip-flops.
New listeners don't know how we feel about flip-flops, I don't think.
Well, we might have had a rant, but yeah.
Did we have a rant?
Yeah.
About how much we hate flip-flops in wintertime?
And when they're worn in appropriate time of the year, like now.
Like now. And
they wear them now.
And by the way, people, just a public service announcement, flip-flops. Shoes. Not
shoes at all.
They're not shoes at all.
They shouldn't be worn with a business suit.
Yeah. Yes. Don't go out to the grocery store with flip-flops up on and carry heavy stuff because it's like, why not just go out barefoot?
Or in the rain or in the snow.
Ew, in the rain, gross.
Yeah, your feet are getting wet.
Yeah,
they don't know
understand.
That. They don't know. They don't realize that's happening.
Or I've seen people with their feet kind of falling off the flip-flop a little bit because it's kind of thin and they're touching the street with like blood and booger.
Yeah, it's totally gross. Yeah.
Disgusting.
And I don't understand why they don't. Well, you know what? It should only be summer.
Oh, tea time.
Is it time? All right.
Does your kettle not whistle?
Yeah, it's mute.
Oh, it's a mute. It's a handicapped tea kettle.
It's kind of mute.
I think it's a yes.
We're making hot cocoa here at the Derek and Kay Show.
Yummy.
This is the cheap
yummy.
Target peppermint hot cocoa from.
Smells like hot water.
Yeah, just put the water in there.
Is that enough for all of us?
Sweet
here?
Hot. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You can just dip your spoon in there and grab some. Thank you very much, Julie. Thanks.
That would be great. Yeah, I could go for a little bit.
I'll put your tip on the table later. Here we go.
But wait, can I just
go ahead and finish your story.
Can I just tell you what we ate?
Yeah, what'd you have?
All right, so we had eggs.
Hot water.
We had, I need to put a little bit of, maybe this would be appropriate.
Okay.
So we had scrambled eggs and home fries. We had French toast. We had
Yummy.
Smoothies.
Ew.
I
don't like smoothies.
We had a donut. We had coffee. We had cereal.
Okay, hold on. Stop for just one moment. you had a donut?
Yeah.
Say it again.
I'm sorry. Donut.
Donut. Because if we rewind that again, you said donut. Donut. It's not D-O-N-I-T.
Oh, boy.
It's just donut.
Here we go. Is this anything like peanuts?
It's exactly like peanuts.
Peanuts.
I love peanuts. Peanuts.
Peanuts.
The way you sound, it's been so much like penis. It's unbelievable. Peanut.
Oh, boy. All right, I'm going to let this play.
All right, go ahead. Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah.
So
it was a donut. We split a donut.
What kind of donut?
Never sucked a jelly out of a jelly donut and then fill it with chocolate
swirl ice cream.
Yeah, that's great. I want to see that movie, by the way.
We got to see. We can probably get it on Netflix or something.
That would be fun.
What kind of donut did you enjoy?
What kind of? It was really heavy. It was like a glaze. It was really heavy.
Fat-flavored donut?
Fat-flavored?
Yeah. Yep. With butter and sugar glaze.
It felt like it weighed as much as someone's head. It was really big and heavy.
That's a donut for sharing.
Yeah, so we split that.
Uh-huh.
Julie had, another plate of eggs and home fries, and What else? There was another
dish. Did you
guys
eat out the whole cafeteria?
We went strong. We went big and strong.
I'm surprised you guys are still standing.
Oh, we had to take a nap afterwards.
Jesus Christ.
But what an experience seeing all the kids.
Just.
And they're
in
their, like,
their shorts.
And, oh, thank you.
Were they like the sweatpants shorts?
They had those
ride?
Rolled up, as yeah. Julie pointed out. That, they had that rolled up.
Yeah, that's a good look. It's a good look for a college student.
It was kind of like both trifling and kind of interesting. Like, ooh, but
yeah. BU cafeteria, classy.
Yeah.
Good.
It was great.
Good.
I would love to do it again, but I don't know.
How much did it set you back? Is it expensive?
I think it was like $9.
$9 for
yeah.
all that food.
Yeah. Not bad.
At the BU cafeteria. They just let
I would do it again.
They
but
just let
not
regular
soon.
Peeps in?
No.
We had
a finagle. Julie had to finagle her way in with a old ID card.
Oh.
Did the sweet talking.
Wow.
But it worked.
Oh wow. You guys snuck into the BU cafeteria?
Well, we paid. Not like it's not we broke in. It's not like, oh, I don't have my ID card. No, we actually got in, and we paid. It was pretty great.
Huh.
What an experience.
I don't know what to say about that.
I took some audio, but I don't have it on the board. Yeah.
Is this you guys getting into the BU cafeteria?
All right, here's what we're going to do. All right, you got the expired card. I'm going to come in. I'm going to come in low. You're gonna get some busy and do some sweet talk about you don't have your updated card.
Put your shorts on.
Yeah, I'll put my shorts on. I'm going to say this is what I'm taking next semester as we're walking in, like we're just having a conversation. And then boom, I'm in, and then you come in, you pay the money, and then you come in.
And then bam, you're eating eggs.
And I'm going to get, I'm going to start with a plate. I'm going to get the scrambles. And by the way, they had pizza. Wait, they had a pizza. I didn't see this, but Julie said they had... Okay, they had pizza. All right, first of all, this is brunch.
They had pizza? Well, you know
what? You're at a college and people are eating pizza.
I have pizza at brunch. They like breakfast pizza.
That's what I'm getting to next. They had a pizza with eggs and sausage.
I'm not saying that I like a breakfast pizza.
Oh my gosh. That if I saw that, I wouldn't have had an extra plate.
I don't know. I think it's pretty good sometimes.
Really?
Well, I mean, I maybe like once in a blue moon. Really? Yeah, why not?
And I had I don't know, I'm having a hard time with that one. And
it's
I had me Lucky Charms, which brought me back to
you
college.
Had Lucky Charms also?
Yeah.
Jeez, man.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so let's go.
We went big.
Really? Oh my god. So
yeah, what's going on over there?
Let's go down the list again of things you had.
Okay. It is fun.
Wait, I'm trying to find the appropriate music. Oh, I suck. Darn.
Yeah, I mean, it was huge,
all right,
too.
Start the list again.
That's the music. That's better.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so started a plate of scrambled eggs.
Uh-huh.
And hash browns. Fries.
Uh-huh.
I think they're more home fries. And then we went back for the donut. And coffee.
Yeah.
And I had a bowl of Lucky Charms.
Yeah. Okay.
Smoothies. What did you have?
Bowl of cereal and smoothies?
Yeah. Not all together.
Okay.
Started with the smoothie. Then went in with. Then came in with the Lucky Charms.
How long were you there? Like 3 hours?
What's that?
How long were you there?
Oh, I had an English muffin.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and I had French toast.
Oh, my God. With maple syrup and everything?
Yep.
Jesus. I mean, now is a good time to play the Fatso clip right now.
Right.
Did you ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut and then fill it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
That's a lot of food.
Uh-oh, I might need to go to the bathroom. I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay, good. Wow.
What's that? I took an apple to go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, healthy.
Julie's got to come over to the mic.
I know, I was telling her she should come on the mic. She's trying to talk all these things across the room. I got the cans on,
I can't
hear what
hear.
She's saying. She's like trying to, anyways.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what's happening in BU. So it's really good.
Wow. It was
quite an experience.
Yeah. I don't know. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. I don't know if this is offensive or kind of funny, but
that
I just want to celebrate the people in Egypt getting what they want.
Oh, no.
And it may be a tad insensitive and unclassy of me to play this song while I'm talking about the Egypt Revolution, but I think it's really awesome that the people could do a peaceful revolution and get what they want, although there was death involved.
Yeah, there was a lot of that, which is horrible. I mean, there's
no
way around that.
But I mean, President he's getting down. They got what they needed. So celebrate the people of Egypt. You are now free.
Yeah.
That's completely awesome. Yeah.
Oh, that's.
We're going to get hate mail now.
That's tough. Hey, it would be good if we got something.
Yes.
I don't mind.
If you think that makes me like the most evil person on the universe.
That's right.
Send me a freaking email.
And they can email us where?
At their dkradioshow@gmail.com.
Uh-huh.
I slept on all the plugs.
That's okay.
Oh, I suck. You know what? The beep in the beginning threw me off.
That threw me off, too. So they can email us.
They can email the show at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Go to our blog and read the latest entry at derekandk.blogspot.com, which I highly recommend.
There's good stuff there.
Yes, there's good stuff there.
Video links and all that stuff is good.
Follow us on Twitter at DK Radio Show and call the show when we are live at 661-467-2416.
Yeah, that almost throws me off, too, because we should be 617.
Yeah.
That's where we're at. It's 661.
It's 661.
California number.
We should be 617, but we're not.
Maybe someday. I don't know. It's a good number, though.
Someday we'll have a local number.
we can call local and we get a 1-800 number.
A 1-800 number would be better.
Wow.
It's random.
It's random.
It's totally random. Anyway, the Super Bowl is now over.
Oh, thank Christ.
And winner, Packers over the Steelers.
The Packers.
So Ben Roethlisberger, a big loser, and we're happy about that.
Yeah, and we caught a little bit of that. I was hoping to see more commercials.
Oh, really?
I heard they weren't that great.
They weren't that great. I saw a few moments of the Super Bowl.
We saw the M&M one.
Oh, that one was good. Yeah,
that was pretty good.
Right.
Although I think it started a little weak, but I think it was pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there was some Groupon commercials that were pulled.
Oh, I heard about that, and I saw it on Facebook. There was a lot of talk about that actually.
The people are so lame.
What do you mean? The people that are...
The people that are offended.
Are offended by it,
making
yeah.
Making my quotation marks with my fingers.
Offended, yeah. I mean,
yeah.
I actually watched that, and I thought it was a little bit kind of poor taste, but I'm like, I don't know.
It's just a stupid commercial, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Get over it. I don't know. Anyway, that's the Super Bowl news, and the football season now officially done.
Oh, thank Christ.
Now
I can get back to regular TV, which I don't watch either. I don't know what I'm even saying. Why am I glad football's over? What's the next big sport? Is it basketball?
Final Four coming up next month.
Is that the big news? And then people bet on that or something? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, there's pools and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not into basketball.
I'm not basketball, not my thing.
Basketball.
This hot Coke was really good.
Is it tasty?
A little taste of mint in there?
It's from Target. Yes, yeah, it's like the peppermint cane, like Christmas time. Hot cocoa. Yeah.
That's good.
Tasty. Yeah, it's good.
Isn't it yummy?
It's yummy. Almost as good as the Golden Gate time. Well, should we take a break and do a little weird news when we come back? We got a lot on the show today.
We do have a jam-packed show. All right. We'll take a break. Silence.
Awkward.
We got a big show.
All right.
Where's the crickets? All right. We'll be right back after this.
I got the crickets
this.
Right here.
This is the Derek & Kay Show.
This is a song about corn nuts, an intensely crunchy snack. It's not about anything else.
When you're all alone and there's no one home and you've got nothing to do,
nothing to do.
Don't despair, just pull up a chair. And here is what you do.
Bust a nut, bust a nut. Grab a bag of corn nuts and bust a nut. Lightly toasted and hard as hell.
Enjoy yourself, we won't tell. Drawers till you're ready for more, or leave it on your shelf. Girls, let's go on and make some noise while you entertain yourself.
Bust a nut, bust a nut. Grab a bag of corn nuts and bust a nut. Lightly toasted and hard as hell.
Enjoy yourself, we won't tell.
Corn nuts, an intensely crunchy corn snack, comes in 7 nut busting flavors.
This is the Derek & Kay Show.
Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, The Derek and Kay Show.
Hey, it's The Derek and Kay Show. We are back.
Welcome back to The Derek and Kay Show. And as always, you can contact the show at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Follow our blog at derekandkay.blogspot.com. Follow us on Twitter at DK Radio Show. And call the show when we're live between 6 and 7 at 661-467-2416. Long distance rates may apply. You know the rest.
Yeah, awesome. Do give us a call. Let us know what you're doing for Valentine's Day. I don't know. Something.
Just a quick side note. The Grammys are tonight, and the stars are arriving for on the red carpet right now.
Oh, that's
Lady
exciting.
Gaga, apparently, in a womb.
In a what?
A womb. W-O-M-B.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Hey, you see what I did here? Heart of glass. Heart like holiday.
What?
Song.
Oh, sorry. Oh, okay. Okay. All right. I was a little.
Yeah, that's all right.
Confused.
You're looking at the wall.
I was really confused.
Oh, yeah. The music.
I'm sorry.
I know. It's a bad point. I don't know.
Maybe like something over there. I don't know. Soprano. Dumb soprano.
Good time.
Dumb soprano. All right. What's on the weird news?
We got some weird news. Well, as I mentioned, a bug for your Valentine's sweetheart this year.
Yeah.
This comes to us from the Bronx Zoo in New York. If lingerie is too intimate and dinner out is too expensive, the Bronx Zoo suggests naming a Madagascar hissing cockroach name. Naming your cockroach. Well, naming the cockroach at the zoo.
Did you read the story?
Yeah, I did read the story. I'm sorry. I'm just mixing it around.
Okay.
So they're taking suggestions for names for their Madagascar hissing cockroach.
They're one cockroach?
Well, they have
a solitary cockroach without a name?
I guess so, and they need a name for it. They already have 1,700 names for the cockroach. The zoo says, naming the roach in honor of your sweetheart. You know, flowers will wilt, chocolates will melt, but roaches are forever. And that's what's happening in New York.
Really?
Good one.
Really?
Apparently.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Really? Yeah, I named one for you.
Did you?
No, I'm just kidding.
Damn it.
Sorry.
Very romantic. Are you going to name one after Jolie? Jolie?
Maybe.
I called her Jolie.
Jolie.
Are you going to name one?
Here's a sweet cockroach for you. Happy Valentine's Day. It's Cocky the Cockroach. Oh, boy.
Hey,
all right.
Freddy called it in from Philadelphia. Freddy, what song can I dedicate for you?
I love to hear Julie the Cockroach next from our sweetheart.
I don't know. That's really cheesy. All right, what's the next story? I gotta wash my palate of the bad shtick I just did. Go ahead.
Oh, it's okay. That's okay. We got plenty more.
I'm watching the switchboard.
Good weird news. All right,
okay.
Cool. Oh, where are we here?
I don't know.
Oh, we got a would-be bank robber foiled by. I'm sorry, we're closed. In Rhode Island, a would-be bank robber. Same thing as the headline here. I'm going to read the same. Now he goes. This is a bank that's in a grocery store.
Uh-huh.
I guess.
Oh, one of those, like...
Yeah. And it was Thursday around 7 p.m. when he gave them a handwritten note saying, "I'm robbing you." And then the woman says, "I'm sorry, we're closed." As the metal gate comes down, you know, to shut over all the tellers.
Right.
The teller put down the security curtain and told that they were closing, and he quickly ran away. The police are still looking for him.
So he just they said, "I'm sorry, we're closed."
Yeah,
and
the gate's closing
then he just
down.
Punted?
Yeah, and that's what's happening in Rhode Island.
Wow, I mean,
I like that one.
If that's Rhode Island.
Yeah.
If you're robbing a bank, don't you just go for broke? If they're closed, you just run in underneath the door.
Yeah, but I guess I don't know. You ever see those banks? It's kind of weird. Like,
yeah, it's inside a grocery store.
Yeah, and then they close the thing, and then what are you gonna do?
That's just first mistake is robbing one of those banks.
Yeah, grocery store?
Store where there's like lots of people hanging out. And
what an a-hole.
Yeah.
That's so like, not only do you have the traffic of the bank, but you got everyone that's checking out right in front of you.
Yeah, you got all the people.
Couldn't you had a full audience. I mean, it couldn't be more.
Do you think he had like someone in a getaway car like outside?
You know what? If this guy wrote that note and was trying to rob a bank at 7 o'clock at night as they're closing, I don't think he had anything else planned out. I mean, really.
He's going to run away.
He probably didn't even know what he's going to do with the money. I don't know.
Can't you like not use the money anyway if you're going to rob a bank? It's like covered in ink or something or... It's like
I don't know. I think there's
somehow.
Some things, yeah, some things that will get like that, or some things they have the numbers for, but I don't know.
It's got to be the dumbest crime.
Well, another dumb robbing. Well, another robbing story, I guess.
Another robbing story.
Excuse me. Pardon me.
Excuse.
Got off the mic a little bit.
Gracious.
And I got an audio clip for this one here. This is the robber. Walks into a gas station, gets a coffee, and pulls out a gun, tells the man, "Sir, I'm robbing you."
He just announced it? Like Ted Williams style?
I have the audio for this.
So oh, you
can,
do?
We can play it. It's really entertaining.
It's on
YouTube. It's big.
I can't wait.
He wanted, the man at the cash register offered $40, but the robber said, "No, I have children. I need to pay rent." And he ended up giving him $300. It's really awkward. There's an exchange. He's like, "Thank you. I'm really sorry I have to do this." And then he took the money and ran.
And he was arrested, right?
He was arrested, and bail is $250,000. Yeah.
I mean...
They're still investigating for him. And it's from Seattle.
Oh, Seattle.
Yeah.
There's no news from Florida or California this week?
Oh, what? Do I have any from there?
What's happening to the world?
That's horrible. Oh, wait. Here's a Florida one.
Oh, good.
Whew, keep that going. I know, right?
I was getting scared there.
Let me play a little bit of this clip here. You can see part of it on YouTube here. I'm just going to play it right from YouTube. Here. He's paying for his coffee.
Yeah, I see him. He's in the... Oh, there's like one of those open things where you can like...
Yeah. Now, see, I think he pulls out a gun.
Empty that till for me, please. Put it right here.
What gun?
Empty the till. Put your tills right here. So I'm robbing you, sir.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Why do you want to do that?
Because I need the money. I've got kids that need to be fed, sir.
I know, sir.
I realize that. And I really am sorry to have to do this. But I've got kids.
How about if I give you $40 and this is it?
Well, I can't do that, sir. I've got rent to pay, I've got bills, and the kids need to eat.
What? He's like bargaining with that guy?
I know.
I really am sorry, and if I ever get back on my feet again, sir, I'll bring it back.
I'm sorry. God be with you, man.
Thank you very much, and with you, too.
What the hell? Really?
So awkward, huh?
How did he expect not to get caught?
He's calling the cops, probably. Of course. Right now, yeah.
Did he have a gun?
It's really weird. Yeah, did you see it? He's, like, holding a gun at the counter.
Oh, no, I didn't
see it. And it's really a weird exchange. Like, it's very awkward. It's very, like, calm. They're, like, negotiating. It's really strange.
So awkward.
Yeah, it's very awkward. I can't believe they really,
it's very strange.
Yeah. Anyways.
Anyways.
Moving right along. A woman allegedly hits a man with a frozen steak. This one comes to
allegedly
from
Florida?
Oh, from L.A.
Yeah. Oh, California.
There we go. It's back. This is a 47-year-old who's been charged battery against a 51-year-old who's been released on bond, I guess. I guess it's a couple, and he wanted to put a frozen drink in the freezer, but she couldn't fit the steak in or something like that, and
uh-huh.
It was taking up too much space, and so she swung him in the face with a frozen steak. He got all cut up pretty bad. Police say he was bleeding from the right side of his face when the officers arrived. Yeah, that's gotta hurt. It's
yeah.
Big. And that's what's happening in L.A.
If you've ever been hit by a frozen anything, you know that
it's
not a
hurt.
Good time.
Except for frozen peas.
I think that would hurt too. You know, when I was a kid, I got hit in the face by a Ziploc bag full of cars. like those.
Oh, that's horrible.
Those metal cars.
Those hurt too. Yeah, those are dangerous toys for kids.
I got a black eye from it. I don't know why this kid hit me in the face with the cars.
That's mean.
It was really mean. I was like 6 or 7 or something. Oh no.
Wow.
It was completely random.
So what happened to him?
He got in trouble.
Yeah, in big trubs.
Big trubs.
Wow.
Yeah. Is it? Do you have anything else?
Yeah, I've got one more.
Okay, go ahead.
trying to keep with the
dead air here.
Valentine's Day theme.
Oh, okay.
Well, sort of. A Twilight fan lies about bite marks on her neck. This is in Florida, by the way.
Oh, good.
Yeah, authorities say a Florida teen has told police that bite marks on her body came from Twilight-inspired vampire role.
Ew.
I guess she likes being bitten. And she originally lied, and she told her mom that she was attacked when she was running in the park. She's a 15-year-old, by the way.
She told her mom that she was attacked and someone bit her? That's classic teenager lie.
Yeah, but now she finally fessed up.
Aww.
And said that her 19-year-old man bit her back in August.
Back in August?
Yeah, and it finally comes out now. She couldn't hold it anymore.
I haven't
watched any of those movies.
Does she have like a? I don't either. Does she have like a scar or something? Is that why it came out?
And that's what's happening in Florida.
Does she have like a scar? Why did it come out now?
I think she. I don't know.
Did he keep doing it to her?
No, I think she just. I think it. They were investigating the case. They couldn't. They couldn't find anything. I don't know.
You ever give anybody a hickey?
Oh yeah, that's happened, but that doesn't happen much anymore, right?
No.
No.
Why?
Why doesn't it happen much?
Why does it happen ever?
I don't know. It's like one of those. Isn't it really a high school thing? Like,
oh, definitely, most definitely.
Yeah.
But why are we doing that? Like
sucking.
What, yeah, until you get a big bruise. I don't understand.
I don't know. I guess some people get a little bit excited about like the biting and the the sucking.
I love a good gay time.
I just don't understand the whole hickey thing. Like, why?
Yeah.
Why are you doing that in the first place? Like, who is that fun for?
And
you got a scarf for a week.
Yeah.
Or
and you
like
kind of hide it.
Yeah, you hide it.
I had one.
You had one?
A few years ago. Yeah.
A few years ago.
It was kind of embarrassing, but
some girl gave it to you?
Yeah, it happens.
Like.
Sometimes.
Like recently.
I like to pick the sides.
Not recently.
I mean, not recently, but like a few years ago.
A few years ago. Yeah.
Like when I knew you?
Probably. We probably had them.
Really?
Anyways, that is my weird news.
I like to make it awkward. It's really fun if I make it awkward.
It is fun.
I think I've had a hickey maybe once.
Really?
And I don't know why I acquired one. It just seemed to me, even at the time, pretty stupid.
Yeah, I don't think people do it to do it.
You don't think so?
I don't think people do it so it's like they have it. I mean, maybe they do. Look what happened. Maybe that happens in high school. Like, yeah, look at this person. They got down. But I don't know. I don't think it's that necessarily done.
I think it's
so people will see it.
I have no idea why people do it.
I don't know.
It.
Call in. You like hickeys? Call in. I don't know. Let us know what's going on.
Or email us. Or tweet. I don't know. Whatever. I'm not expecting anybody to call in. I've given up on our fans.
I don't know. There's got to be someone listening live.
Kyle?
One or two people.
Kyle, call in.
Kyle, I hope.
I bet Kyle has given someone a hickey at some point.
Hey, gorgeous.
Yeah.
You think?
Probably. Maybe. Probably.
Maybe.
I think it's pretty certain.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. He's smooth talking.
He is smooth talking.
Smooth talking, Kyle.
Hey, gorgeous.
He liked you a lot.
He did.
He mentioned
don't know
that
why.
A few times.
Yeah, and I had a really small picture. I don't know how you can tell.
That's true. The picture's not that big.
It's not that good.
And it's not that good.
No, it's not. Who knows?
But he did like you.
Don't know why. Anyway, you want to take another little break and we'll come back with the hot takes of the week?
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, you want to do that?
All right. I got to click this little thing over here.
Oh, good.
We'll be right back after this.
This is the Darrington Case Show.
Ever find yourself sitting around wondering, hey, what are we going to do tonight? Well, wonder no more, because you can get ripped if you go down to the 7-Eleven and pick up Lysol spray, either unscented or plain. Of course, you can't get it in the Brocket General Store, but you can just zip into Cardston and get some at the Red Rooster. And if you're looking for something hot, listen, take it from one who knows. So how can you argue with that? Get down to the Red Rooster store in Cardston and pick up your can of Lysol today. Either regular or fresh scent too that comes in the blue can. This is Ernie Crying Head for Lysol.
This is the Darrington Case Show.
Call the Darrington Case Show at 661-467-2416.
The future is now the Darrington Case Show.
Yo, it's the Derek and Kay Show on this Valentine's Eve. Heartlight holiday coming up tomorrow.
Is this They Might Be Giants?
This is half of They Might Be Giants, a band called Monopuff.
Oh,
they did a little couple albums on the side back in the late 90s, I think. It's good stuff.
Oh.
Sounds a lot like They Might Be Giants, of course.
Yeah, of course.
It's Monopuff.
Monopuff.
Don't Break the Heart.
Oh, I see.
See what I did there?
Yeah, you got all the heart songs.
Yeah.
Is this when I look over there?
Yeah, it's right over there.
Yeah. What's on the computer screen? No, really, what is that?
That's a coupon.
What for?
A free snow brush at Volvo Village.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I gotta get that by the end of the month.
Do you need a snow brush?
No, I got one.
Then what are you doing?
I'll put one in the trunk. You never know. Sometimes they break. I have an extra one.
You're gonna have two snow brushes?
I don't have a problem with that. I don't know.
You know what I'm
actually
gonna say, right?
I gotta go. I have to go there anyways to get some work done.
What? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
What you got over there?
Anyway, I got some entertainment news for the week. I'm not going to turn on the music because I'm going to play some audio.
Oh, cool.
I watched American Idol this week, and it's getting good.
Oh, yes.
And some of my favorite audio clips ever have come from American Idol. And especially this week, they started the show with a little like black screen, and some girl really upset that she didn't get through to Hollywood, and this is what happened. It's hilarious. She's walking away. They're filming her.
How am I gonna go home and tell my mom I didn't make it? I'm sorry. Just because somebody farts, what am I gonna say? Okay.
That's awesome.
Wait a minute. I cannot believe it. Just become somebody farts. Just let them finish singing, okay?
Did that really happen?
I suppose.
Did you see what she did?
No, I don't think.
Do they have
on
that?
Oh, I don't think it made the show.
Great.
It didn't make the show.
Damn it!
But that little clip in the beginning made the show.
That would be a good sounder.
Oh, so funny! It might have been that she got she's auditioning for the panel that comes through for the. Before they get to Steven Tyler and, you know, and
she
didn't get to the on-camera panel.
Because she did
because
left
she farted.
Sneak.
Anyway, but my favorite woman of the night who auditioned was 22-year-old Inessa Lee. Have you seen this video yet?
On
Derek and Kate at blogspot.com?
No, is this the one I like so bad?
Do you like the voice girl? The weird?
I think it's a yes.
No. This is a different girl. This is a different show. And this 22-year-old Inessa Lee, she came in and she
first contestant doesn't seem too
she's really wacky. She's wearing like a pink outfit.
Yeah, because you have an accent.
From Ukraine. Ukraine is a beautiful country with a lot of beautiful girls, as you can see.
And why did you come here?
To get famous.
You
just
did.
Like
if you haven't logged on to our blog by now, you should log on because this is where visual really helps.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's her like doing like stripper type right dancing, and then she's got all these videos on YouTube of her like just singing and dancing.
Just, you know, did some shower scenes and all kinds of things, and here you go. You got me going.
Now, I must preface this by saying she's actually very cute. She's a very cute. She actually looks like she's 14, but she's 22. So she's got that like anime kind of character look.
Yeah.
She's very cute. But she's very narcissistic and thinks she's amazing.
I'm just a unique thing, you know, unique creature.
And then they have her like doing the stripper dancing. You have to watch the video.
I'm here today for victory. I'm sure.
Yay!
Hi.
What's
up? How are you
doing? Hi. What's your name?
Happy to see you, Inessa.
Inessa?
Inessa.
We're happy to see you too. How old are you?
22.
Is your wife?
Yes.
Excellent. So your wife's been singing for how long?
Long time.
Long time?
Yeah. Where are you from?
Some Asian
Ukraine.
Guy. I don't know.
Originally, but actually I live in LA.
LA. What do you do?
I do everything. I do ballet dancing. I do yoga.
Belly dancing?
Yes.
Let's see a little bit.
Sure. Give you the rhythm.
And this also really helps. She's doing the belly dancing in front of the judges. It's all crazy.
Going to a yoga pose, downward dog.
Randy.
PA.
Here you go. That's a yoga pose.
And then this is the good singing.
Here you go.
I'm lying alone with my head on the phone.
Not that good.
Thinking of you till it hurts. I'm all out of love. I'm so lost without
Ukraine accent and everything.
Every
word that she's singing is accompanied by a gesture. Like, it's like musical theater.
She's doing
yeah.
Oh, that's
she's
funny.
Like,
oh, gosh.
Good grief, you're so cute and precious. And from the Ukraine. My grandfather was from the Ukraine.
Thank you.
Oh, and so I was so hoping that you'd have that voice to go with it, and the pitch and the melody was all over the place.
Oh, really?
Yes, it was.
Oh, I can work it up.
How's
I
that?
Promise.
She does crazy voices.
You have a young spirit, and that's a beautiful
anyway,
thing.
Anyway, obviously they said no, and she walked out, and she goes, "See these eyes? These are the most beautiful thing they ever see in their whole life. They've never seen anything more beautiful.
Oh, geez.
Even when they're crying." She's so crazy. And I was so intrigued by it that I went on to her website.
Right.
And I saw crazy videos that she shot, like real videos. And she's got this, like, sort of catchy but really bad song. And here's the fabulous Inessa Lee. She's wearing, you gotta see the purple suit. You gotta
come around.
Yeah, you kind of come around here. It's like porn star purple suit. Wait, you gotta see the porn suit. There it is. Awful. Well, this is different. Pigtails. Where's the porn suit? There it is. Isn't it scary? Don't you think it's a little bit disturbing?
Wow. Yeah, that's really something. You know,
but it's really entertaining.
Well, she's not singing, right?
She is singing.
That is her singing?
Yeah, but it's all remixed and like
it's
auto-tuned.
All work. Yeah, she
yeah.
can't sing.
Yeah.
She definitely is cute. There's
she's
no question
cute,
about it.
Right?
I think that's all she's got, though.
She's kind of like an anime character.
Yeah.
And she's doing the dancing.
Maybe she should drop that and be like a mattress actor. Sounds like she needs, I don't know. She doesn't have much,
I've heard of that.
She doesn't have much going on, right?
But you know, on the Derek and Kay show, I want to make a personal plea.
Oh,
I want to make a plea.
All right. Mm-hmm.
To Fox Network, VH1, or MTV to give Inessa Lee her very own reality show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would be entertaining.
If the people at VH1 are listening to the Derek and Kay show right now, I implore you, I beg of you, please give Inessa Lee her 15 minutes of fame.
Let's have it.
I promise I'll watch every single episode. I'll even DVR it. I'll show all my friends. Please, I just want more. I just got to have her on TV. I got to have her trying to reach her dreams.
She's really cute.
VH1, Fox. Anybody out there listening, if you love your viewers, give Inessa Lee her own reality show.
Wow.
Please, I'm begging. I beseech you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Nice.
Thank you.
Nice.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, she's really cute. I would love to see like that train wreck of a show.
Oh boy. Speaking of train wrecks, Charlie Sheen's porn star friend is speaking to Good Morning America.
Oh yeah.
About
I heard a little bit about this.
The night bender before he was shipped off to the hospital for his hernia.
Oh.
Anyway, this is I think her name's Jordan something. I don't know. Here's the whore.
I see Charlie sitting there. He's wearing an all white shirt, covered in wine stains. His hair's all messed up. He looks up and he's like, you know, he kind of, his eyes are all like squinty.
Jordan says there were four other women at the party, at least two of them porn stars. About 3 a.m., she says Sheen asked one of them to produce drugs from the night before.
He asks, you know, Melanie, where's the drugs? Where's the drugs? And she's like, oh, we ran out. Don't you remember? And he's like, ran out? Oh, we got to call my boy. Guy eventually shows up, and he opens up his bag, and he just dumps open, I would say about five, maybe about this big.
A tennis ball size.
Tennis ball size.
Whoa.
Of cocaine.
On the table.
On the table.
Jordan says throughout the night, Sheen used a pipe and repeatedly smoked chunks of cocaine.
It was all over the bathroom counter because he was like chiseling it off, putting it in there repeatedly.
And you said he was hitting his pipe every 2 minutes?
Like two to 5 minutes, just hitting it. Light. All I hear was light, light, light.
All night.
All night.
At one point, Jordan says Sheen offered her a deal to join several other porn stars and move into a newly rented mansion with him. She says his realtor was sitting nearby with a signed rental agreement for $250,000 a month.
He wanted us to all live in this huge house that he was going to rent out. And he's like, you can have anything you want. Anything you want, name it. It'll be done within an hour. And we're just going to like party. We're going to have fun.
Just a constant party? He just wanted to set up a house with a constant party?
Yeah, he wants to retire. He just wants to have fun. He's like, I'm done. I'm done.
Jordan also claims Sheen asked if she could babysit his children at that mansion.
I think maybe the babysitting part was important to him.
Yeah, the porn star babysit your kids.
When he was, you know, doing his drinking, you know, maybe that he didn't have to have his kids see him be like that and then have one of us girls watch him.
Did you see anything wrong with that?
Yeah. Well, the kids was what bothered me.
At the end of the night, Jordan says when she asked to be paid her fee,
he's just kind of like,
what's
sitting there
the
like,
fee?
$25 good enough? And I'm like, yeah, $25 good enough. And he's like, we'll make it $30.
TMZ obtained this copy of the check. Jordan says the bank called Sheen to verify it while she listened nearby. Sheen's representatives released this statement to ABC News. Charlie is currently seeking the medical attention that he needs and has the full support of his legal team, his agents, and his employers at CBS.
Yeah,
it is
right.
A shame that during this time, while Mr. Sheen has sought treatment on his own, women are trying to take advantage of his celebrity status. Jordan says when she left Sheen's home, he was naked in his bed, still smoking cocaine from the pipe. That was hours before he was rushed to the hospital.
So I, you know, said my goodbyes, you know. I kind of looked back and thinking, like, is this going to be the last time I'm going to see him? I mean, like, I felt like something bad was going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, so no kidding.
Yeah, so that's Charlie Sheen. That's how much of a mess he is. He wanted to move into a mansion with, like, 40,000 other porn stars and just have a constant party with
and
drugs.
Just have a party.
And sex.
Yeah, good times.
And drinking. Good job, Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
Wow.
He, and he wanted to hire her for to
babysit,
watch the kids.
Babysit.
That's good to have a good mother figure.
Good.
Like, if you're going to spend that much time with, you know, porn star, you might like incorporate that in the family too.
Yeah, she's gonna bang some random on camera, and then she's gonna come babysit Charlie Sheen's kids.
That's pretty good.
And he's gonna smoke tennis ball sized
8 balls
of coke. Is that what they're called?
Huge.
8 balls?
Well, I think that's what it's supposed to be.
I don't know.
Tennis ball is, I don't know, a little bigger than an 8 ball.
Is that like freebasing?
Not that I,
smoking,
you know,
coke.
What's that?
Smoking coke. That like that's freebasing, right? What is that? I don't know.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't even know what that is either. I never even seen coke in my life.
I never have either. I thought coke is something you have with coconut rum. I don't.
Big D.
Isn't it yummy?
Or sometimes you have a little lime in there.
Oh yeah.
A little coke with some lime, or you know, ice cream. Now you make an ice cream float. Coke.
Oh.
That sounds, yeah. That sounds like that could be good.
Enjoy Coke.
Yeah.
Yeah, not something you put up your nose.
No.
I don't know.
Ah, boy, he's a mess. You know, it's
he's
amazing.
A hot mess.
He's like still alive.
I'm seriously smoking Coke all night long, naked in his bed. That's an image I don't want to think
every
about.
Every 2 minutes, wine stained shirt.
And yeah, wine stained shirt.
What a mess.
He's a hot mess. He's just in his house drinking all night long, just and spilling wine over his shirt.
You know, I heard this somewhere, and I wish I knew exactly what it was, but since they were playing, there's a title of one of the show. What's the show?
2 and a Half Men.
There's a. They had a
good show, by the way.
I've never really watched a whole episode. I've watched
really
bits and pieces of it.
Show.
Yeah. So recently they had an episode called something like. Did you hear this? Like something like got a call a. Call girl or something like that. It was like
no.
Inappropriate name.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was like, and it really referenced.
Or too appropriate.
Yeah, I know, exactly, right? And I forget what it was called, but they ran it recently.
Oh,
like
no.
In the last few weeks.
What a disaster.
Kind of funny. Yeah.
Anyway, Tyra Banks has apparently attended Harvard Business School for a couple of weeks, so we missed her around town.
Oh, damn it.
I'm so upset.
I would have liked to have seen, what? I don't know what she's doing.
I would have hung up there for a couple of weeks just trying to see her. Apparently, she was doing like some program that was like a 2 week intensive program, which tuition is $31,000.
That's a lot of cash.
Yeah, and she tweeted, you know, pictures of herself wearing a Harvard sweatshirt and stuff like that. I don't know, it's stupid. Anyway, Liz Taylor's in the hospital with congestive heart failure symptoms. She's 7 years old. Was checked in the Cedars-Sinai Medical Center this week. Apparently, she's currently being kept in the hospital for monitoring. So,
how old is she?
78.
Wow, getting up there.
Super sad news.
Hmm.
Anyway, Kesha apparently really brushes with Jack. she told Vanity Fair magazine they asked if she was making it up, and she said, absolutely not. Jack Daniels is an antibacterial, and it's way better than that morning breath. Let me put it this way. If you wake up naked in a bathtub and you have a choice between rinsing out with Jack Daniels or trying to make out with some dude with morning breath, I'd recommend picking up the Jack.
So that's a real thing.
I suppose. I don't know if it's like her wacky shtick or whatever. Anyway, she also said she's really disappointed she didn't get nominated for a Grammy, but she said she's only been around for a year.
Oh.
So she's like, next year I'm going to come out with Grammy winners. Like yeah, here we go. If it's with a bottle of Jack, yeah.
TikTok.
She's really shocked that she didn't get a Grammy for this dribble. Not that it isn't catchy.
It's
because
catchy.
It is.
It's a good song, yeah.
It is really catchy, but I mean, a Grammy, come on.
Yeah.
Come on, you're not Lady Gaga, who's apparently in a womb, I don't know.
I wanted to see pictures of that.
Yeah, there's pictures on Twitter coming up on that. I was looking at that. Pepsi's coming out with a new can. Diet Pepsi's coming out with a new can, and it's like a skinnier, taller can, like a Red Bull.
Oh.
And people are all up in arms, like from the eating disorders society or whatever.
What is
And they're saying, the National Eating Disorders Association, because Pepsi refers to its new skinny can as taller, attractive, and stylish.
Hmm.
Are you offended by a taller, attractive, stylish can? And do you think it's like fat, ugly, non-stylish people?
Here's the thing. You gotta when you're doing something like that, you gotta please everyone. They should make a short and fat can.
They still have the short and fat can.
Oh, they do little ones.
Yeah, they do.
But they need to make a short, big one.
Oh, a big one, like a wide can.
Yeah, like big volume. Like the short, they get those short cans, but it's like half a can.
Oh yeah.
They need to make a short can.
That's a bigger in circumference.
That's like 2.5. Equal to a regular can. Like, I don't know.
To go along with it?
And then that would please everyone.
All right.
No one's left out.
Anyway, last story. Some woman tried to mail a puppy to her son.
Oh, my gosh. That's not cool.
Luckily, the puppy didn't make it. Anyway, here's the story. Here's the story on CNN.com. And some audio from her, like, court trial or whatever. It was pretty funny.
I have no display of what should be shipped and what should not be shipped.
When you present a package over the counter line, we always ask you, is it perishable, hazardous, liquid, or fragile?
Oh, I feel awesome.
Stacy Champion, says she was sending the dog to her son for his birthday.
So I wanted to surprise him really, really good about Poodle. So when you open up the box, it'll be just a big surprise.
A dead puppy.
9 pounds. The package was priced at $22. It would take 3 days by air to get to Atlanta.
Water bottles and everything.
Yeah.
You can see the
holes
and all that other good stuff.
Where the dog would probably have either suffocated to death or you know died due to exposure to cold temperature. Did you say that it was a toy robot to the desk clerk?
Yes. Kept throwing the box around. So I just told you.
Eventually, Postal Inspector Jesse Swanson heard labored panting and opened the box. The dog has been with animal control ever since. Champion asked for him back on Monday.
Disgraceful. You cannot tell me that you did, that you thought you were doing the right thing.
What is wrong with people?
Jeez, that is, you know, that person should not be allowed to use the U.S. Postal Service ever again.
Toy robot.
Mailing a puppy?
A puppy.
And that is shocking.
The inside of the box had, like, happy birthday written in it. And it was poked full of, like, it had, like, maybe, like, 100 holes in it, like, with a pencil. Like, actually, with a pencil, she put holes in it. And there was, like,
probably poking
padding.
The dog legs in there.
Yeah, oh, who knows. And it was all crazy.
That's horrible.
Isn't it?
What,
stupidest thing ever.
Wait, I mean, I didn't catch the whole story, but so what happened? Did they not ship? Did it not ship, or did they?
The Postal Service worker heard panting and opened the box before they sent the box. So they discovered the puppy inside the box.
She didn't sound like the brightest bulb either.
She's not.
Yeah.
Anyway, just to close, I was reading this Valentine's Day article on CNN.com, and it was like this stupid Valentine's Day article about, like, you know, not going out to dinner, just going straight for the sex or whatever if you're married.
Straight,
you know,
for the sex.
Yeah, and I think that's what I'm going to do. I just don't. Going out to dinner, spending all that money, whatever, cards. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm really actually just punting Valentine's Day. I really don't care. But anyway, some girl, Sarah from Texas, the comments, the story was, are what's the funniest.
Uh-huh.
Sarah from Texas, ew, TMI. And then Clown writes, ew, what are you, a prude? And then Sarah in Texas, you know, she writes back. She's like, oh, I'm not a prude. It's weird for someone to write their intimate details in such detail and advice to others, blah, 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 blah. And then Chris says, I take it you're not getting out of any on Monday. And then David says, TMI, I was hoping for graphic details, number 10. And then Marcus of Memphis says, wow, you read the whole article and then quipped TMI? It's only TMI if you have no choice in hearing it. Sarah, you could have stopped reading any time. Go ahead and admit you like it, Sarah. And then BRB San Diego, right? Come to my house for a good time. Leave your Bible at home. You'll go back to Texas quivering. If you go back.
Wow.
And then Mashuni writes, don't be married. And then Reader Writer writes, one of the 40 million not getting it. And then Sarah, this is the best comment. Sarah writes, hey, Sarah, why don't you put your knitting down, let your 29 cats in the door, turn on some Murder, She Wrote, and settle in for a nice Amish-like Valentine's Day.
Wow.
I love...
That's pretty great.
I love wacky shtick in people's comments,
yeah,
on
back
CNN
and forth
stories. Oh, it's so great.
That's great. I bet they have someone that has to, like, monitor that.
I don't know.
In case
do they?
Something weird happens. I don't know.
Well, they have so many stories. How can they possibly
That's
monitor
crazy.
All that? Anyway, do you have plans for Valentine's Day?
Yes, we do. We're going out to dinner. Nothing... well, it's a nice... we're going to a nice place for dinner, and
that's it?
Yeah.
I'm going to come home from work, and I don't know what happens after that.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
It's very exciting in the in our household for Valentine's Day. I don't know, we're married. We don't do that kind of thing.
Yeah, it doesn't really happen.
We love each other every day.
Oh,
yeah.
That is nice. Except for when we're playing Smash.
Yeah,
you
except for the one
now.
Day. Yeah, it's not good.
Well, happy heart-like holiday to people out
happy
there.
Happy Valentine's Day to all the lovers out there. And for all of you who are not celebrating Valentine's Day, happy anti-Valentine's Day to you.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah. Do something fun.
Do something good. Be good to yourself.
Yeah. Treat yourself.
Treat yourself. Buy yourself some
whatever
dinner and have a drink.
Yeah.
Anyway, stay tuned.
Listen to us next week.
I'm stepping all over myself today. I don't know what's on. Show. Join us next week on our show, 6 o'clock.
Yeah, same place.
Same bad time. Same bad channel.
Good time.
All right, we got to go.
All right.
All right, see you guys.
Catch you next week. Take care. Bye-bye. Yeah, yeah.
is the Darrington K Show.